Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I'm glad that He is. When you follow God, you become sober in your thoughts. When you receive His word in your heart, the Holy Spirit has something to work with. And when you cherish His word, you begin to agree with it and you believe it. And changes happen inside. And abilities increase in you. Godly abilities are on the increase as you receive His word. And until Christ is formed in us, we have Jesus as our high priest to represent us. So the process can continue. Excuse me. This is how it all works. And the more we agree with the Lord and we begin to believe Him and have faith, because we act on what we believe. That's faith. And our most holy faith is formed in areas that we need it to be formed. Because the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And as He guides us into all truth, we're receptive to His words. That healing process continues. And it works over into our outer lives. It starts on the inside, in our hearts. And when those abilities increase in you, and you can operate according to His word, you begin to be sober. A sober man can see what's around him and analyze it perfectly. He has intelligence. He can see through deception. He can notice rebellion in its seed form. You know, some adults, they can look at children and see where they're headed. You know, as parents, you know, my mom would, to me, everybody my age was the same, basically. But she could look out the window and see where some of the people I was hanging with were headed. And I remember her warning me, you know, don't do this. Don't trust that person. You know, because they're headed down the wrong path. And she would be accurate. Now, when an adult come around, everybody act right. But my mother was wise enough to listen when they didn't knew, when they thought she was not. She would watch and pray. And that's how I survived this life. I didn't know, and she knew that I wouldn't know, but she knew how to warn me. And the Holy Spirit does the same. It gives us the same ability as having a guardian watching over you. But you're the guardian. You receive His word, He has something to work with. You have the love of God in you. And the Lord can work with you because you have the love of God in you. If you're tempted to sin, the fear of the Lord will rise up. And not sinning means something to you. Doing what's right means something to you because you still have God's love. So as long as you have that first love, God can easily correct you. When the love of God means nothing, then the fear of the Lord won't work. And ask me how I know that. The Lord brought it to me. That's how I found it. I didn't think that way. I didn't know to think that way. And so does the love of God aid us when it comes to the knowledge of God. When the Holy Spirit manifests Himself as knowledge or as wisdom, or counsel, even might. You have to have the love of God to grab it, to hold on to it, to go forward with it and build your life. See, we are building our lives now. And heaven is a courtroom. It's just as much a courtroom as it is a planet. Because when you live according to God's word, you judge sin. Because you're living here and you're able to supersede the world. And which means anybody can do it and some people will not. So we're set up to bear light. If we bear light, we're doing our job. We're effective. When you bear light to darkness, when you're the light of the world, and you're effective, and you're the salt of the earth as well, you have preservation properties inside you. The light, you give example. And you prove what's good and acceptable and perfect in God's will. See, some people still have Jesus on trial. They're deciding whether they're going to believe him or not. And they make that decision based on what they love the most. If they love the world, they're looking for a reason to stay in it. And if they love God, they come out. And if they're undecided, they stay where they're at. But when people are fully persuaded, they not only come out of the world, they grow and they mature. And they do the things that I'm talking about now. They receive the word and give the Holy Spirit something to work with. And their lives supersede the world, just like their love of God causes them to supersede the law and fulfill it. We fulfill the law by the love of God, and we supersede the wiles of the enemy as we watch God. You have to pay attention to what God is doing in order to supersede the world. When we get a hold of what God is doing, when we receive what God is doing, we see what we should do. That doesn't mean we know everything. We just know to do what we're supposed to be doing. And then we supersede the world. We see what to watch out for. We have soberness. The Lord taught me there's only two types of mind. A renewed mind and an unrenewed mind. A sober mind and a drunken mind. Same thing. Show me a person that stopped renewing their mind, and they're a person that's backsliding. In Christ, we always renew our mind. And we pass milestones, but we renew our mind all the time. Because when you receive his word, you have greater abilities. They form. And they cause us to go forward. They form in us. So when you follow God and you do his word, you learn what other people are not learning. When people love the world somewhere, they decided that love for the world keeps them from learning God's word. They decided to stay. They believe what they see. They believe what they know. Things that they can touch, feel, and taste. That's what they go by. And then they always live their life reacting to things. And they are victims of deceit. And then they become rebellious. Their life will never grow. Their life will never get better until they come out of that system. Satan's system don't work. Now the world as we know it now, this is a mild version of what's going, what it's going to grow into. And now people are, they're on the verge of the society crashing, because the Antichrist is coming. But he can't come yet. The strong man's still in the way. Something's got to happen to God's people. I don't know perfectly how eschatology is going to play out. But what I know about God and his people, I can't see the Antichrist coming in a world full of prayer warriors. He can't, because he's outclassed. But when God removes his, either people are going to have to backslide on a large scale, or God's going to have to take his people off the earth. And it'll probably be both. Before the Antichrist can reveal himself, something's got to happen for him to come to power. But he won't be able to come to power everywhere on earth, just 10 nations. But the greed of people that caused them to stay in the world, that made them a victim to what Satan's going to do with that Antichrist. And they're going to see things that they're going to see physically, what we've been fighting spiritually for years. The evil of this world will manifest. It's not going to be normal. It's not normal now. So it's important to follow God and have the heads up. Be sober in your thought. That's the only way you're going to win and thrive in this life. Because God has a plan, but you have to follow through with it. And you have to become sober in your thoughts. You have to renew your mind. That's not an option. We don't just renew our mind to stay out of trouble. We renew our mind to thrive in life, to fulfill our purposes. When God brings something to you, you need to fulfill it. He brought it to you because you're able to fulfill it. If you can look to him, you will fulfill it. If you look to the Lord and your eye be single, your whole body being full of light, you're receptive to what everything God say, and you act to the point that you act on it, you can fulfill what God gave you to do. And you can't look at other people who are failing. Most people, if it don't go the way they think, they stop or they quit, or they look to other people and talk them out of it. I've been going to church all my life, and I've seen how things go. God will give somebody something to do, they get excited about it. This is the cycle. They tell their friends and loved ones, they have opinions, they listen to them. And some of them try to include other people that don't pray. They're Christians, but their prayer life is very slim. Now, I'm not judging them. I'm going by what they say. Because when people pray, they speak beyond their years. They're not so fast to give a protocol. If you watch people that pray, they do things in a more thorough way. People that don't pray, they make decisions and do whatever they want to do. They're self-willed. People that pray and seek God's face, they're not as self-willed. No matter how you add it up, look at it from every angle, at the end of the day, people that pray, they stick to what God is doing. People that don't have prayer, they do what they want to do. Prove me wrong. Go look for yourself. But this is what I've seen. But when people go in God's presence, which you don't hear much about people going in his presence, Some people pray and they do all the talking. But when you go in His presence, you're listening. Most of my prayer life is listening. And when the Lord give me something, I receive it. And I ask Him to help me stay in the center of His will. And I confess with my mouth that I'll do all that's in His heart. I don't want to struggle with what's in His heart. I want to be on it. If I can be on it, then I can be effective. The alternative is I waste time and people will die. But if God can cause me to be appropriate today, what can I do on this broadcast today? What can I do in life today for my friends? That's how I learned to think. Watching Him, watching Jesus go about doing good. Every opportunity, every soul you're around. God don't give me something for everybody, but I just pay more attention. Maybe I can say the right thing. And I run a tight schedule. But if I can help somebody, I will. If somebody's sober, if they have a heart that'll listen, I want to know it, and I want to tell them. Because time has to be used. You have to act on time. Time will not always be there. Time proceeds. So we proceed with it. The Lord can use you strategically to help others. Sometimes I think about the future. Everybody I know, one day they're going to run, their life is going to run its course. They're going to do whatever it is they want to do. And they're going to end up in heaven or hell. And those that end up in hell, it's hard to get people to steer people towards heaven in one day. But the way you live over time can make the difference. I don't believe in wasting anything. He that's not diligent, that's lazy, he's the brother to a great waster. But diligent people, they don't tend to waste things. One thing I don't want to waste any more of is time. I wasted enough time in my life. I wish I had been learning of the Lord when I was much younger. But I thank God for Him. I thank God for what happened, how He got me out of the world. I would have been much happier if I had learned it earlier, but now I know some things. It happened the way it happened, and I'm thankful for God taking me out of that world. I thank Him for everything He taught me that helps me go against the grain of the world. I thank Him for every victory and everything that I'm learning. I thank Him for all that He's doing. I thank Him for every time He helped me repent, every time He gave me insight, wisdom, knowledge, every time He helped me increase. But when you follow Him, when you follow through with what God is doing, He causes you to become sober in your thoughts and in your ways. And you see things you couldn't see before. And He'll cause you to speak far beyond your years. And you see things that other people may not notice. And then you live it. And it always takes people to that crossroad. They're going to have to decide which way they're going to go. With the new information that they're witnessing, you live. Now, these things are very important. God's word is very important. And I thank Him for all of it. I thank Him for every day. When you look on the website, you see so many recordings. God told me to do it that way. That's why I do it. I'm just being obedient. Some people say, why you make so many recordings? Because God told me to. I believe in using time. And whatever you do, do it well. Do it godly. Do it God's way. And you're not going to have the regrets that other, that many others have. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Soberness is a wonderful thing. Helps us mature. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.